This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Kathy's with us in Ohio. Domestic engineering, five-minute university. I just wanted to say, class, that the experiences that I've had with power outages have formed opinions on what to do and what not to do regarding generators. And it seems that there's plenty of time to get one, at least people think. And then they wait till the last minute and get one. And when they wait till the last minute to get one, they may not get one because they may be sold out or the price may be high. The time to get one is when no one wants one, like in the summer, when no one's thinking about losing electricity because of the winter's cold. And some people have a generator, but no way of delivering electricity to where they want it to go. So what happened in Virginia, when I got our neighbor's generator running, I brought orange extension cords with me and a surge protector so we could use that as a power tap. So plug that into the power tap into the generator, the surge protector into the generator, with seven outlets, and then ran extension cords, like to the refrigerator and to some lighting. But the well pump was not, we couldn't get that working easily in the freezing cold. So they didn't have water. Another neighbor of ours had a generator, and it was right out there in the front yard. And they had, you know, extension cords running in the house so they could watch TV and, you know, ride out the storm. I had another neighbor who did not have a generator, and what they did was they had gas logs. So they had heat, but no water and no electricity. No one had their well hooked up to their generator, except us, because we had planned for that ahead of time. We had a whole house generator, a whole farm generator, hooked up to a transfer switch. And really all it was start the generator, diesel generator, wait for it to warm up. It was air-cooled. Throw the transfer switch once the, you know, the generator was warmed up, a couple minutes. And we were good to go. And then I could go help the neighbors. But we had water. The well was hooked up. Everything in the house was hooked up because it was a whole house generator with a whole house transfer switch. And that's what you can do. But you could do that with a small generator. And if you have propane or natural gas, that's a great way to go, especially propane. Because who knows how long the natural gas supply would last in an extreme outage. We haven't had any wars here in this country recently where, you know, the infrastructure has been blown up. You know, like natural gas pipes and sewer pipes and water pipes and, you know, power lines. And we haven't had one of those in a long time. I think the Civil War was the last time we had one of those, and we didn't have power lines back then, and we didn't have generators. But if you look at Ukraine and you look at other countries, they've had problems. Europe's blown up, you know, World War II and World War I. So the time to plan all this stuff and get the things that you need are when they're still available and when you can still buy them at reasonable prices. But I suggest my number one go-to generator fuel is propane. My number two fuel would probably be maybe a toss-up between diesel and natural gas. I don't like the idea of natural gas not because of the natural gas, but because of the delivery system. I don't have a lot of faith in the systems today. But if I had 550-gallon diesel fuel tank and 500 gallons of diesel fuel in it, I'd feel pretty comfortable burning about a half a gallon or so an hour. Use it judiciously, it lasts quite a while. Those are my thoughts, Kathy.
Oh, I agree, Vince. You know, being prepared and get it before the outage.
Yeah, and that's everything, class. That even means sewing machines. That means thread. That means needles. That means bobbins. That means making sure that you've got oil to oil the sewing machine. It means everything. It means food, can openers, knives, forks, cutlery, flatware. They used to call it silverware. I guess now it's called flatware. Pots and pans. And I'm not crazy about cooking with a microwave oven. I'm flat out not crazy about it. It's dangerous in many, many respects. The microwaves leaking out of the microwave oven, plus the altering of the food. I'm not crazy about it, but sometimes I have to do it. And in an emergency, even Dr. Shealy will tell you this, even in an emergency, it's way better to have food cooked in a microwave oven than to not have food. We've got, let's see, Kyle in Montana. Welcome.
Yeah, Vince, I totally agree with what you're saying. I had one caveat for people to think about. Electric heat is a problem if you have a small generator. And your electric hot water heater is a problem if you've got a smaller generator. Most people are electric oven. All of those things, anything that creates heat, is something to either, I think, completely avoid, especially if you've got a smaller, anything under 10,000 watt generator. Your electric hot water has two 4,500 watt heating elements in it. That's 9,000 watts all by itself. And so, like you were saying, I really love, and you and I both have talked about this, prepare when nobody else is thinking about it. You know, the best time to buy your winter clothes for next winter is coming up here real shortly in the fall when all these stores are dumping everything that's winter. They don't want to sit on it. When they have gloves, buy one, get one free. There's a store in town doing that very thing right now. So back to the generator real quick. If you're going to have between a 5 and a 10,000 watt generator, the time to prepare for all of these things, including your well pump, is in the summertime when you can convert everything over to natural gas or propane. That's what I did in my house. When I bought this house, it had electric furnace, electric hot water, and electric stove. A very expensive electric stove. One with it sucks all the fumes out, downdraft, so you could grill on it and all that stuff. I sold every one of them things. And I piped my house for propane, and I put in propane because I could have control of as much of the propane as I could get. And like you, I have an extra 500-gallon tank, which is actually just gives you 400 gallons of propane. But it's still 400 more than I have once the first 400 gallons go. But if you have electric heat, you have an electric hot water and electric cooking, you better figure out some kind of an alternative source for hot water, for cooking, and for heat. You've got to do something different. And if you're going to prepare for what I believe is coming on this country, any of those electrical appliances goes the way of Ford's EV. You know, gone. Get rid of them. And change over to propane and do whatever you got to do while you can do it. Now your electric system and even mine will handle a microwave oven. That's not a problem. That'll give you, like you said, that would give you a way to cook. And even for short periods of time, you could run one of those small electric heaters. They're 1,500 watts. You know, that's pulling about 11 or 12 amps. But anything that creates heat sucks the batteries down faster than other, like fan motors or other things like that. Compressor motors, anything that creates heat sucks the battery power bank down faster. So all of these things are to be heavily considered before you get into the trouble, before there's a national power outage or anything like that. But anyway, I just had a little, the biggest thing I think people do, like you said there, and you know, the other option of probably what that guy did in Ohio there that Kathy's talking about is that he hooked up his generator to a breaker, you know, a 240-volt, or if it was big enough to have a 240-volt breaker, and he left the breaker on, and he didn't turn the main power off, you know, to disconnect him from the grid. And then when the grid came on, it backfed through that breaker and burned his generator up. There's another option, you know. I've seen that before. The reason that I'm mentioning it is I've seen that exact same thing happen before. Guys that think they're electricians and think they know what they're doing without doing a lot of research can really hurt people. A little bit of ignorance goes a long ways.
Very well said, Kyle. So, Kyle, you're in total agreement with what I've said?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I won't take Kathy's time. I love to listen to her, too. So, anyway, I just wanted to pipe in there that if you've got heat, electric, anything that creates heat, you better really highly consider it.
Yeah, you know, you should introduce Kathy to your wife. I'll bet you they'd get along just great.
You know, Vince, this is just going to sound. I love Kathy. She's a hoot, and I love her. I love her thoughtfulness, and I love her consideration and the way she thinks of things. And when her and my wife get on the phone, I'm usually within earshot, and it sounds like a couple of verbal machine guns going off at the same time. And it cracks me up, and it's wonderful. My wife is usually grinning from ear to ear for an hour or two afterwards. So,
you know, we're really fortunate to know the Kathys and the Sharons and the Kyles and the Riches and the Berts and the Gregs and the Dr. Sheelys, you know, both of them. We are, and Gwyneth, we're really fortunate, Kyle, to know each other.
Yes, we
and,
are.
Thank you so much for calling.
You bet. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye. So that was Kyle, and Kyle and Kathy share Thursday. So every other Thursday, Kathy's on, and the other Thursdays, Kyle's on. And Kathy, did you have any comments about what Kyle mentioned?
Oh, no. I you know, he's the expert. Vince, you're the expert. I'm just glad that he was able to add that, you know, bit of information to everybody. I guess this is important. And Sharon and I, he's right. We interrupt each other all the way through the conversation.
When we come back, I've got a couple comments about, he's talking about an electric stove, a downdraft one that you could grill on. And they're made by a company called Gen Air. Got a couple comments about that, and a couple comments about what Kyle said about the electric heat, the electric oven, the electric stove, and the electric hot water heater. Workarounds.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Now, the reason that we're spending so much time on generators is because, class, we are absolutely positively addicted to electricity. There's just no two ways about it. From our alarm clocks to our televisions, that's really not that important. But, you know, heating, that's important. Cooking. And even if you have a gas stove, gas oven, if it doesn't have a pilot light, and the new ones do not have pilot lights, I'm talking about like the last 30 years they don't have pilot lights, I'm talking about residential stoves, ovens, you can't start one without some kind of a spark. So while you can, if you have a gas stove, it's got electronic ignition, so you turn the gas knob and it goes, you know, you can see the sparks firing to light the gas to make the flame. But in the oven, it's a different story. In the oven, there is what's called an igniter. And this thing takes 600 watts. It's enormous. And that igniter it's an element that glows red hot. Just like a toaster, a nichrome wire, nickel chrome wire, glows red hot. The same thing happens in an oven, and it's on all the time while your oven is on. And the reason for that is if the flame goes out, the igniter will keep the flame, it'll reignite the flame. So you don't have an explosion in your oven. So electricity is really, really important, even if you have a gas stove. And here's what we did, and this is a case study. So when we were in Virginia, we bought this farm, and it had electric, had some baseboard electric heat, had a heat pump, had an electric wall oven, had an electric stove, cooktop, had an electric hot water heater. The problem with all of that was I tested it just to see how much current we would need. I did an empirical test. I bought a used generator, 4,400-watt home light generator, single-cylinder, 8-horsepower, gasoline-powered generator. I bought it for $175 used. And I hooked it up to the, put a transfer switch in, hooked it up, and turned on just the hot water heater. It stalled the generator instantly. So a 4,400-watt generator absolutely positively cannot run a hot water heater. And as Kyle said, each element of a hot water heater is 4,500 watts, and there are two of them. So there's an upper and a lower element in heating element in a hot water heater, like a 40-gallon hot water heater. That's what we had. And it couldn't run the burners on the stove, and it couldn't run the oven, and it certainly couldn't run the heat pump. So what we did was put in a wood stove. That worked great. So we shedded watts. We had an alternative for heating. So that was the wood stove. And then the oven, we left that. We said, we don't use the oven very much anyway. The cooktop, we replaced the electric cooktop with a gas cooktop. That solved that problem, propane. And the hot water heater, propane. So that solved all the problems. So what you want to do is you want to shed those watts. If you're truly interested in emergency preparedness, and if you think the grid is going to be unpredictable or unavailable, then you get rid of the electric devices, and you do exactly what Kyle did. He sold them. And he mentioned this really nice electric stove. I believe it was a Gen Air. And that stove was incredible. You could cook a steak on the kitchen stove and have all of the oily fumes pulled down toward the counter, toward the stove. It had such a powerful blower motor, it would pull the smoke and the oily fumes down so you could cook a steak on the stove, grill it, like an outdoor-type grill. You know all the smoke that a gas grill makes, right, outside? Well, this thing would vent all those vapors. It's so powerful that if you had a fire, gas logs in a fireplace, you'd blow it out. Literally. No exaggeration. So that's not a good idea. So Kyle did everything right, in my opinion. So you want to shed those watts. You really do. You want to move to propane. Second choice would be natural gas for cooking and hot water heater. But propane hot water heater, yeah, that's a great way to go. Unless you have an outdoor wood stove like we do. That's an even better way to go. So those are our thoughts, or my thoughts. And make sure you have the transfer switch hooked up before you have the problem. We'll be right back.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. More Boeing 737 MAX 9 planes, at least in Alaska Airlines fleet, found with loose bolts. The White House says Congress and the FAA are on task with thorough investigations of the recent door plug near disaster.
We're always going to look into what we can do, and FAA is going to do this, to make sure that we continue that we do everything possible.
A door plug blew off the Alaska Airlines flight at 16,000 feet this month as the plane was climbing on its way to California. Boeing has since
grounded all 737 MAX 9 planes while detailed inspections are carried out. British billionaire Joe Louis is pleading guilty to charges of insider trading in the U.S. The 86-year-old former owner of English Premier League club Tottenham Hotspur appeared in court in New York Wednesday. He's accused of giving inside info on companies he invested in to friends, personal assistants, and romantic partners. I'm Ryan Daniels.
U.S. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Kathy's with us. Kathy in Ohio. Kathy, what's next?
Well, Vince, a couple things. I did want to talk briefly about getting your sewing machine or any kind of appliance that you know, like maybe you can't fix it yourself and maybe get it serviced. I had a situation where I have a Fast and it's about 30 years old and it's been a workhorse. It just, I use it all the time. I love it. And I was having an issue with it. So I called around to all the service people that I used before. And there was about five of them around town. And they're all gone except for one. And so I started to, like, get the sinking feeling in my stomach about oh my gosh, you know, if I couldn't get this fixed, now I could buy another one, I suppose, you know, but obviously it'd be a lot more expensive. But I thought about the fact of how much I use it. But it's not just that, it's anything that maybe whoever uses needs something serviced. I would say if it's been a while, which mine was, it's been probably 8 years that I haven't done anything with it. So it needed to be taken care of anyway. And I had a Kenmore, and I honestly, I don't really remember how I got the Kenmore. It was given to me, I believe, and I had it setting off to the side, and I was having an issue with that. So when I called the serviceman, he basically said, yeah, he'll look at both of them, but he told me, he said, I would get the Kenmore service because he said, you know, that's mechanical. It doesn't have computerized features to it. And he goes, this way, he goes, if something goes wrong with the computer, he says, we can't always get the parts now. And he said, at least if you have the mechanical one, you could still use it. So, which is true. So I'm just reminding people that if you have something that needs to be serviced, that I would think it'd be very wise to find a good person that you can trust. And I did call a place and that has a good reputation, and she takes her machines there to this man. So I thought, okay, I feel good about, you know, going there. So that was one thing, Vince. And then, you know, you did make a comment about having enough supplies, whatever it is. You know, like if you're sewing, have enough thread, have enough elastic, you know, things that you can use all the time. But that goes to whatever trade you're in, you know, if you're into plumbing or electrical or, you know, all that. And, you know, we've always been under the aspect of, like we have a backup sump pump and we have a backup well pump, and we try to have at least one of everything just in case. So that was one thing, Vince. And then the other thing that I did want to talk a little bit about, like things that I've seen at the grocery store and some ideas that can help people. Now, I have gotten to where I'm starting to use the digital coupons. I get on my computer, you know, you can download them, and you got to clip them, and there's all kinds of different sales. Some of them, it's like you have to buy five in a group of products to get it. Some in the same product, you have to buy two or more or three or more. So you really have to learn each store and what they have. But here's some things that I think would help people at the store. One of the things that, and we've talked about this since, is that, like, okay, think of a Gatorade bottle. Think of what it used to look like, and it had more ounces in it. Well, now they have a little thing in the bottom where it's concave, and so they don't have to put as much in there, or they might make it more of like an hourglass shape. So they've changed the design of the boxes and the containers, and they've shrunk that. So when you're looking at something in the store, I always look at the unit price. And that will give you, let's say it's an 11 cents per ounce or, you know, maybe $2 a pound. But look at the unit price, and that will give you the best idea of what you're getting the best amount for value-wise. The other thing, Vince, these are some of the things the grocery stores really try to get you. You know, some of them have these giant grocery carts. I mean, they're huge. I think Sam's has got them, Costco, some of them are the grocery stores. They're like oversized of even a standard grocery cart. And it's a psychology to get you to buy more. And so, you know, if you don't really need it, that's fine. If you're hauling a bunch of items, you know, then yes, it's worth it. If you know you're going and getting a bunch of big items, I can understand that. But that's the psychology that the stores use. And, you know, Vince, the other thing is they have credit cards for different stores, and they want you to buy the credit card, use the credit card. And I guess from what they say, I don't do that. I have like just your standard, you know, MasterCard or whatever. But I don't have one to Kohl's and I don't have one to TJ Maxx and all that. But they say that people that have those cards, they spend more. So that's something too, like if you're thinking about it or somebody, you know somebody, you know, ask them to track it just to see, am I spending more there? The other thing I'm seeing, Vince, is in the stores, I'm seeing more and more with little signs up, like they're not accepting credit cards if it's under $10. Or they're putting on the sign, if you're using a credit card, there's a 3% charge or something like that now, that they're going to charge you. And so, if you're seeing that, then I would say if you have the cash, I would use cash. Okay, the other thing too, Vince, is like when I go into the store now, if you really look back to like 3 or 4 years ago before we had the lockdown, like I was in the store and they can't get a lot of the products. So they had one whole cooler that had boxes of saltines in it. And it was cold. I felt it. I thought, well, maybe it was just empty and they were looking to put some, you know, it was broken and they wanted to put something in there. But there's so many things I can't get anymore. Like I'll go look and it might be something I don't use all the time. So they're really, really reducing. And I think they're having trouble filling their shelves. And one of the stories I read was there was a manager from Walmart and she had a tape measure. And the customer asked, she says, what are you doing with the tape measure? She goes, oh, we have to shorten all of our shelves by at least 4 foot. So I've noticed that used to be so crowded, you couldn't get down the center aisle. They had so much in there. And now there's center aisles that are open. There's products in different parts of the store. So, you know, I just think, Vince, that if we can be as smart as we can be in the grocery store, and please watch your prices. I know I sound like a broken record, but I just found another mistake last week when I went. It was $8 or $9. And I looked at it, and it was on sale, and I was going back and forth with the cashier. She said, oh, no, you had to buy so much of that. So I had to pull up the ad and show her. And so, Vince, that's, you know, I don't know if you're seeing the same thing. I'm having issues with Sam's. I do use them, but they're not, the quality is not what it used to be.
Let me read a review or a couple reviews from Sam's. Sam's Club has these, I'm going to see if I can find it. They have these food storage containers, Rubbermaid, has a 50-piece set. They say easy to find lids, food storage set, $26.98. And they also say that it is microwave and freezer safe. Microwave and freezer safe. So I bought them. I bought 5 sets. There's some people that I thought could use them. So now, when they were on sale, they weren't $27. They were $9.99, $10. I thought, that's great. Rubbermaid, quality. That's a reputable brand name. Here is a review of these Sam's Club sold 50-piece set of food storage containers. Now, they say you can put them in the refrigerator, freezer, microwave. I would never put plastic in the microwave. But we have them. And one slipped out of my hand from the freezer and shattered. This is a plastic food storage container that shattered. You could put maybe different sizes. You could put pasta noodles in it. You could put peaches. I mean, you put whatever liquid, semi-liquid, solids. They look great. Here is a review at Sam's Club. The title is called Disposable Food Storage Containers. Sam's had sets of 50 pieces on sale for Christmas. I bought 5 sets for friends and family. They were advertised as microwave and freezer safe. But that does not mean they won't shatter if you drop one that's just taken from the freezer. It looks like Rubbermaid squandered their reputation by making substandard products that are destined to make a quick trip to the local landfill. These are great for taking lunch to work and then throwing them away. And the guy that posted that, I think he used his real name. Same name as I have, Vincent. That was my review. Because who would think that you would buy a Rubbermaid product that says you freezer safe? Now, what the heck does freezer safe mean? Maybe it means it won't harm your freezer. Maybe that's what it means. But if you drop one of these things from, you know, a height that you might have it in a freezer, I'm not talking about dropping it off the roof. I'm talking about having the slippery thing slip out of your hand and land on the kitchen floor. And we have a wooden kitchen floor. So it's not, it has a little bit more resilience than ceramic tile, but not much more. But these have shattered. And I called Rubbermaid, and the guy gave me a hard time. He wanted all kinds of proof that, I said, there's only 3 of them that broke. Bought 5 sets. So I'm going to call them again and see what they want to do. Maybe I'll get someone with a little more, customer service, a positive attitude maybe. But what I'm saying is corporations have decided that they don't want to take care of us. And I think they have the marketing department lie to us about what does freezer safe mean? Does that kind of indicate that you could put this in the freezer and everything will be okay? But doesn't say, don't y'all be dropping it. And who would think that a plastic storage container would shatter? Who would think that if you dropped it when it was cold? Who would think that? But you know what? That's the new plastic. If you have a plastic bucket, a 5-gallon bucket, and you've got it a couple of years, you pick up the handle will shatter. Or the bucket will shatter. I'm not kidding.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I don't know anyone who knows prices better than Kathy and Sharon, two of your USA Prepares instructors. And they have seen the constant rise of prices. To that end, I was looking at a Menards ad on the internet on my computer, and I saw that they had a sale on some products that if you bought $40 worth of them, you could get a $10 rebate, which means 25% off. And then it was on sale. Like an 11% sale at Menards. That was Cascade dishwasher detergent powder. And Kathy was talking about sizes and value and, you know, what's the cost per each, okay? Well, if you look at the at what is currently used for dishwasher, they have these packs. You just throw one in, and you don't have to measure anything. This is for the GDP. Just throw one in. And so it controls how much detergent goes in your washing machine. But you may, or dishwashing machine, you may have a water softener and you use less. Well, I just did a quick comparison. So for $19, $18.99 at Menards, you can get dishwashing detergent packs. You get 52 of them for $19. Or you could do what we did and buy the Cascade powder, 75 ounces. Now, we use about roughly a quarter of an ounce per wash, a quarter of an ounce. There's 75 ounces in this box. If my arithmetic is right, that's 300 washes for $5.99. I'm sorry, yeah, for $5.99. But you get a 25% off if you buy $40 worth of their products. So we bought $40 worth. So now we're paying $4.50 for a box for 300 washes. $4.50 for 300 washes as compared with $19 for 52 washes. Kathy, your comments.
Yeah, Vince, absolutely. I've always found that the powdered, or I should say almost always, is cheaper than buying the gel or the, I mean, I've never bought the packet. I look at it and I make my own. I mean, once in a while I'll buy Cascade, but I make my own laundry soap. I make my own dishwashing soap and I don't use very much and it comes out very well because we do have a water softener, Vince. You know, it, it's a little more work. You have to be smart about it. But if you do some things yourself, and you buy things, like, you know, you buy the Windfresh from Sam's, right, Vince, for your laundry soap?
Yes. Uh-huh. I think it's the best value, and it works great for us. Comes in a plastic bucket. Just keep it, you know, on the floor by the washing machine. Flip the lid. It's a hinged lid. I've got a little scoop in there. And I probably use a tablespoon, at the most, a tablespoon per wash.
Do you know about how many washes you get out of that bucket, Vince? Or is it because you use less than the recommended amount that you would have to probably calculate that, right?
I'm thinking about 400, somewhere around 400.
Okay.
Maybe 500. But I think the bucket says 230.
Mm-hmm. You know, Vince, for me, I just find that, you know, I really hate feeling like I'm being taken advantage of at the store. And with the way the prices for groceries are, I just think if you know your prices and you watch and you do the math, you look at, just like what you said with the dishwashing detergent, if you look at how many loads you get, you know, they try to lure you in to buy this much of a product and then they're going to give you a discount. But it doesn't always mean that that's the best value. You just have to stop and do the math. Grocery stores they use a lot of marketing and psychology on people. And, a lot of times if you find a sale, buy a sale. And, you know, I tell some people, I've had a few people ask me, like, how did you get started and how do you build your pantry? I will say things like, okay, if they've got spaghetti on sale, and you're only going to buy one or two, then buy three or four and put that in your pantry. Put the extra in your pantry. Or they've got canned goods on sale. You know, buy five cans that you're not going to use and put that in your pantry for the rainy day. Because it doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, for you, it could be you're sick. It could be a job loss. You know, it could be a lot of different things, Vince, that can affect what you're doing. I mean, like with you, with your farm, I mean, you were probably busy 24/7 trying to get water to the cows. So if you had backup food, you know, then all you got to do is warm it up.
Right. Right. What? And you know, when there's a storm and people are saying, oh, toilet paper, milk, bread, it doesn't even occur to us. That makes no sense because we have powdered milk. For months, we have a bread machine, and we have sacks of flour, 25 pounds in a sack. That's plenty of bread. And toilet paper, that's easy to buy. Scott's toilet paper is the best value at Sam's Club. It's the best value. Now, some people would say it's 40 grit, but it works. Kathy, thank you so much for being with us today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.